Hi, I'm Grace Plata. Welcome to the podcast. Today I want to talk to you guys about how to fix your vision, how to dream big, and how to go farther than you've ever gone before just by fixing your mindset. So this was recorded on Facebook Live, and I hope you enjoy it.
Are you tired of your life being on replay from the day before? Do you want to live a bigger and fuller life? Do you want to get rid of the feelings of depression, loneliness, anger, fear, and anxiety? Well, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to help you to be equipped and empowered to live your best life. I would love to talk to you guys about vision today because it not only saved me from fear and depression, but I know it can help so many of you guys. So this came up a while ago. So I was in the car with my family. And so we were just kind of driving, and I saw this kid on the curb, you know, sitting, looking kind of depressed. I'm like, if he had vision for his life, he wouldn't be sitting there. And you might be thinking, how can you be so sure of that, Grace? How can you say that vision would cure everything? Well, I would love to talk to you guys about that today. So I'm not judging him. I'm not judging any of you guys. I'm relating for personal experience as well, because I went through a really dark time where I thought I was just pretty much useless. Like, I had no vision. I was a smart mouth, honestly. And those feelings really escalated to a point where I thought it just can't get any worse. Like, I know that's a pretty dramatic statement, but I just wasn't happy. I was depressed. I was completely fearful. A while ago, I did a Facebook Live on, like, getting rid of negative thoughts. That helped me, but vision really did set me free. So, and I want to set you guys free along with that. So I would, let's jump into the topic of vision. So do you guys want to know how I fixed my vision? Awesome. Well, I'm going to talk to you guys about that today. So one of the biggest things that changed my life is this question that one of my mentors asked me. So the question is, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? Let me say that again. It's so profound. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? And so when this Facebook Live is over, I challenge you guys to go and kind of get in a quiet place, you know, play some sentimental, quiet music. Oh, yeah, we got some expressions. Yes, yes, I know, right? So play some quiet, sentimental music. I mean, that helps. And then just, like, ask yourself over and over again, if I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do? So would you write a book? Would you join a sport? Would you talk to someone you admire? Would you quit your job, swim with sharks? Would you go to college, surf? No dream is too big or too small. And remember, a while ago, we talked about the power of writing things down and how, like, your chances of accomplishing your goals go up by 42% just by writing them down. So write your goals down. So also, if you guys need more help, like if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? Also imagine you're on your deathbed. I know it's a really uncomfortable way to think about it. I don't like thinking about that. I don't know about you guys, but that gives me the chills. So, but imagine you're on your deathbed and you're like, I wish I would have done fill in the blank with your own statement. So just keep asking yourself questions, get your mind rolling, get your heart speaking to you. And if you guys need help, like, asking yourself questions about what you want to do, I want to help you guys so much. Just put in the comments, life list, two words, life list, and I'll send you a list of questions that will help get your mind thinking and just help you really live an awesome life. And that might be, you might think that's kind of a huge statement, but trust me, it works. So just write down anything, and I mean anything, even if it seems completely crazy. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you're like, oh, maybe you're practical like me. Like, oh, that can never happen. Write it down, please. So it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You're never too old or young to dream. Trust me on that. So don't hold back while you're dreaming. Dream as big as you want. Dream as long as you want. And I heard a quote that said, you will never leave where you are until you see where you'd rather be. And that is completely true. So I challenge you guys to write 10 goals, and I promise it'll be more than that. Once you start writing, your pencil will start smoking, and it'll be like, and you'll write anything you want to do, anything. And maybe you haven't dreamed in a while. Maybe you've stopped yourself from dreaming big, and that's okay too. So just like ask yourself what you want to do. You can start with the simple things like, what do I want to own? Do I want to get a new piece of furniture? Do I want to go skydiving? Do I want to go on vacation? Do I want to be an author? Do I want to be a professional soccer player? Write down anything, anything. And maybe you're like, oh, I'm too old to dream. Well, I heard a story that, it was the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was like 60 some years old, and he got his first like retirement check, and he's like, this isn't gonna cut it. So he pulled out his fried chicken recipe, and here we are. He's still the face of, he's still the logo, which I think is pretty impressive. So 65, thank you. Yes, he was 65 years old, the founder of Colonel Sanders. Yeah, I'm saying that right, I hope. Anyway, so he was 65 when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. You're never too old to dream. You're never too young to start dreaming either. Guys or kids, if dream as big as you want. This is the time of your life to dream. So write down 10 goals, and I promise it'll be more than that. I'm kind of on a challenge right now to write down 100 goals. So if you're up to that challenge, do it. If you're up to that challenge, do a hashtag 100 if you're up to that challenge. And I'm hold me to that as well. So I'll put in here. I don't know if hashtag, is it showing up? Yes, hashtag 100 if you're up to that challenge, which will be awesome. So start with 10. Yes. That's it really, you're just thank you so much for commenting. So your ha, another hashtag 100, awesome. Is my showing that? Yes, hashtag 100, that's awesome. Okay, so if you're up to that challenge, put in the hashtag 100 and just dream. Sit if anything that pops into your, like if you're just like on your daily basis or on your daily whatever, on any time you have a goal, write it down, put it in your phone. And I have like a long, I keep like a long list in my nightstand so I can refer to it. And remember, like you study your math or your writing, kids, or so study your dreams the same way you study your schoolwork. Then, because right, you remember it that way, and yeah, so on and so forth. So after you're done writing, after you've set down your smoking pencil, then you have to ask yourself another question. When? When do I want this goal to be completed? So, because you can't have success without a goal, right? So when do you want to reach your goal? Set a deadline, like today's Thursday. So let's say you want to make a rough draft for your paper on Friday. That'll create a deadline because today is Thursday, right? So that it'll create urgency too, right? It'll keep you going and motivate you. That's motivation right there. I don't know if you guys like are really have a lot of, I guess, pride to keep yourself going. And like I always try to finish really strong. So if like I'm doing sit-ups, I always do, I'm like, I'm gonna do 10. I do 11 just because. Does anyone else do that? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Remember, watch your words. That's if you don't know what that's from another live, but the watch your mouth one, I think. Anyway, so once you set down your smoking pencil, then you ask yourself when. When do you want to complete the goal? A lot of us will say, I want to do everything right here, right now. And yes, that is really cool, but it can also be discouraging. So you can say, when do I want to reach that goal? You can, do I want to do it this year? Do I want to do it next year? Yeah, hashtag one more. So do I want to do everything, not everything, do I want to do this this week, this year, 5, 10, 20 years from now? I mean, it's crazy to think about that, how long, but seriously, maybe you're my age and you want to go skydiving. I think the legal requirement is it's like 21, so I have to wait a few years. So yeah, you kind of have to put down the legal requirements for how old you are to do stuff. Anyway, so like sometimes we might want to do everything. I want to hear your hashtag 100. Hold on, I'm getting to that, just a minute. So When do you want to reach your goal? You might be, I'll go sky. Yes, I'd love to go skydiving with friends. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so when you want to reach your goal, so you might be like me and be like, I want to do this, 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 this. And it's kind of hard to be a neurosurgeon in 1 week. Might take you 2 weeks. Just kidding. Anyway, so why? Also, you have to ask yourself why. Why do you want to complete a goal? And I'll also put more like questions in you. So let's say you want to quit your job. Why do you want to quit your job? And see, it'll leave more questions up. You want to quit your job because you want to get a new job. Which job do you want to get? When do you want to get it? See what I mean? Or let's say you want to make $100,000 this month. That's an awesome goal. But why do you want to make $100,000 this month? To pay off your debt. Awesome, that's an awesome reason. And then why do you want to get out of debt? Well, I can come up with a couple reasons. So maybe that's kind of a rhetorical question. Anyway, so why? Why do you want to complete your goals? And then after you've asked the why, then you'll be hopefully your goals, you have to be specific with your goals too. So just saying, I want to go on vacation. Where do you want to go on vacation? When do you want to go on vacation? Who do you want to go on vacation with? And then, if when you're specific enough, then you can see yourself doing it. That's why you have to be specific. So, if you're specific enough, you see it. And if you guys ever heard of vision boards, they're really cool and they're to help you, right? Because what you keep before, I've said this many, many times, what you keep before your eyes, you'll see in your life. And this, I know. Finding your why is so powerful. Yes, it is. So I do have two awesome experiences, and I'll share one later. But this one was really surprising to me. I'm like, wow, that actually makes a lot of sense. So I was doing some math. Math is cool, hopefully, to you guys as well. And there was this really, it was a really cool equation in algebra. I'm like, hey, that looks kind of cool. It kind of makes me look smart. So I put it on a note card and stuck it on my wall, which has actually, that's kind of turned into a vision board right now. Now that I'm looking at it, it's kind of my vision board. Unknowingly, my wall has turned into a vision board. So it was an equation, and then I can't remember it now because I took it down for because yeah, math rocks. Anyway. So I had this equation, and my mom was like looking at this. She's like, I've had it up after I had it up for like 3 months. My mom's like, what's this? I'm like, oh, I don't know. She's like, well, what's the equation? I was in another room. She was asking me this. I'm like, it was this times this equals this. And she's like, wow. No, I said, wow. I actually knew that, and I never said it out loud once up until then. And that just kind of makes it that kind of that's awesome in the area of vision boards, but kind of scary if you're seeing other stuff, you know? So, what you keep before your eyes, you'll see in your life. And vision boards will motivate you. I got my mom a vision, this isn't a surprise, her birthday has passed, but I got my mom a little vision board for her birthday so we can put our dreams up on it. And I think it's really awesome because that's the first, hopefully, what it's like the first thing you see in the morning, and that creates motivation. It's like, yes, I want to do that. And then you have a reason to get up in the morning. And then it just completely motivates you. And then also to before, so I probably should have mentioned this first. Anyway, I gotta stop saying anyway. I need a synonym for that. I was gonna say anyway again. So vision boards, before vision boards, imagine yourself in the future. I did this exercise for a week. So you imagine your future 5, 10 years in the future. And then for 10 minutes, just kind of by yourself, quiet, for 10 minutes, you just imagine your future. And as I was doing that, I'm like, wow, I can like see myself doing that. And then I'm able to find like I can just find like a vision of like a picture online, and like could be just a random picture, but that still kind of correlates with my dream, and put it on the vision board, and that's what I have. So that's it helps so much. So oops, I shook the table. Earthquake. Oh, gotta stop saying anyway. Almost said it again. Okay, so remember also, but why your vision boards? Maybe you've done this, and you're like, why isn't it working? You can't expect victory while speaking defeat. Oh, yeah, that kind of that's hashtag truth, right? So there's two there's actually 3 points to this. So if you have a goal to be financially independent, you can't say, "Oh, I'll always be broke," or "I'll always be in debt," or whatever, or just stuff like that. And you know what's gonna happen? You kind of get the picture. But also, if you're speaking positive, there's two sides to that coin as well, because you can say, "Oh, I am going to be a millionaire." Two words are wrong in that sentence. Am going, or yeah, am going, or just going. Let me word that differently. So, I am going to be a millionaire. There's something wrong in that sentence. Faith is not going to be. Faith is. So you would say, "I am a millionaire." And maybe that's kind of crazy to you guys, but if you want to have faith in you've got to say, "I am a millionaire," because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are unseen. Faith is, faith isn't going to be. But also, so you're saying, "I am going to be a millionaire," but there's work on the front. I know the dreaded word, work. Ugh. Anyway, so we're gonna stop saying anyway. Does anybody have a synonym for anyway? I need that. Was gonna say it again. Okay, this, anyway. So, if you're saying, "I am a millionaire," but you're being a couch potato and watching your favorite show, you get that picture too. There's work on your part when you're speaking faith, right? So, "I am a millionaire." So, what are you doing? You're immersing yourself in the area of personal development. You're reading, you're not watching your favorite TV show, you're watching a personal development, you're watching business meetings, you're training yourself, right? So af keep flowing anyway works. Keep flowing anyway. Okay. Anyway, in any case. Oops, did I? Any okay, thank you for the synonyms, guys. So faith is an action word, right? Without action, faith is dead. So it all kind of narrows down to how badly do you want it, right? If you really, really want to be a millionaire, you'll be working, you'll be working, you'll be learning, you'll be like just working, and then do you get that? So faith is an action word. Without action, faith is dead. Also, you have to be careful who you share your dreams to. So that's why I can't share my hashtag 100, because people, well, you can't share your dreams to other people because you can't share big dreams to small-minded people. And unfortunately, I've learned this the hard way, and I don't want you guys to have to. So that's why I'm also sharing this point with you guys. You can't share big dreams to small-minded people. So you can't say that, "Oh, I'm going to be a millionaire," to people who can't even imagine making over $100,000 a year, or like $60,000 a year, right? So you have to be careful. Also, be careful who you show your vision boards to. So like in the scenario, you have friends over and they spot your vision board and they're like, "Oh, what's this?" And you're like, "Oh, it's my vision board." You explain to them what it is and you're like, you have best-selling author on there, speaker, professional soccer player. You'll never be that way. There was this story of this little kid. This leads me to another story about this kid. The night before school, he saw this TV show about this guy. He was just making people laugh, and he's like, "I want to do that." You know, being a little kid, dreams are awesome. So he's like, "I want to do that." So the next day, his teacher asks the students like to write what you want to be when you grow up. And then the next day, the teacher calls him up, and he's walking. He's like, "Little Stevie, come on up." And he's walking up all proud, probably like imagining like, "Oh, wow, I can't wait to see you on TV." But instead, she calls him up and says, "Why did you write this?" And he's like, "Well, I want to be on television." And he's like, "Do you know anyone on TV?" "No, ma'am." "Do you know any of your family members on TV?" "No, ma'am." "Anyone in the school ever been on TV?" "No, ma'am." And so she discouraged him, but his dad said to read his dream every night and thank God that he was going to be on TV. And you know what? A few years, or more than a few years, but years later, Steve Harvey is on TV making people laugh. Isn't that awesome? So you can't share big dreams to small-minded people. Also, that also because you're, it's like silver and gold. What makes you valuable is that you're rare, right? So if, there's nothing wrong with having some, with seeing someone go on vacation. You're like, oh, I want to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't want to be like everybody else, you know, broke, sick, nearly dead. Sorry, I don't know why I made that reference. Or fat or whatever. You don't want to be like everybody else, right? What makes you valuable is that you're rare, just like silver and gold. So dream big, unordinary dreams, right? So remember, if you guys want to, I highly encourage you guys, if you want to go back and listen to this, I'll put in life list in the comments, and I'll send you a list of questions to get you dreaming. So I challenge you guys to list to write 10 dreams, and I promise you it'll be more than that. And I'll send you the life list that'll get you working. And as I was doing this, you could, I can't explain it, but like there was this joy and happiness and hope all mushed into one, and it was an awesome feeling. Yes, we have some life lists. Awesome. I'll send you that right away, right after we get off this. So, also, oh, we got another life list. Awesome. Anyway, so, you can't, no one ever, so dream big dreams because no one ever stumbled upon success by accident, right? Name one person, name one famous successful person who ever did something that they didn't have a dream about, right? So dream big. Every and as you're dreaming, this happened to me. As you're dreaming, oh, awesome! We got another life list. Woohoo! I'll send you that real quick. I'll send you right after. Send it to you right after we get off this live. So, so every so what was I gonna say? All right. So the life list, and then as you're dreaming, it's easy to think about the future and be like, oh, I cannot wait until I'm there. But oh, we got another life list. Awesome. And that so every moment is your best moment. So as you're dreaming and you're like, oh, I cannot wait until I get there. The journey is what counts. The journey is what makes or breaks you. And I know this, when I heard this, I'm like, oh, that kind of hurts because I cannot wait till I'm doing this. So every moment is your best moment. You'll be like, oh, I'll just be happy when I get this or when I'm there. Remember in the beginning when I mentioned that happiness isn't affected by your popularity, your success? Happiness is based on your mindset. So it may seem overwhelming, like I cannot wait till I get there, but just remember that every moment is your best moment and just be happy. Just be happy the moment that you're in, even though it might be hard. I know when you're going through a tough time, write down a gratitude. That's the perfect thing. And vision, like dreams, visions, everything. Write it down. It'll make you happy. Everybody wants happiness, right? So it may seem overwhelming because once after you've written down this whole list, because you're like, how am I gonna get this done? Yes, happiness is a choice. Absolutely, absolutely. So it may seem overwhelming because you're like, how am I gonna do all this? Well, last week we talked about time management, and I did this on purpose. So after we get off this slide, you'll write down your goals. Then you're like, how am I gonna get this all done? Well, I did a time management last week, so it's readily available for you guys to go check now. And so always enjoy the moment you're in right now. So I'm gonna do something special. I'm gonna instead of doing next week, I'm gonna do another Facebook Live on Monday as well. So I will see you guys here live on Monday. On Monday, what's the date? I don't know. Anyway, so Monday, and then I'll do another one on Thursday. So I'll see you guys then. See you on Monday. Dream big. Enjoy the moment, and I cannot wait to see you guys later. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. Until next time.